This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy, matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
Dunkin' Donuts brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Five Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Monty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Mize Bahamas.
No food, clean water, fi drink up, and the dog, them a link up, big truck, 20
and good afternoon and welcome to Talking Heads here on Guardian Radio 9 FM. No, this is not this is not Naughty. I've not changed my voice. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty today. You got me for 2 hours. So I expect you all to help me get through this hour because, you know, my specialty is the sports. So I hope you bear with me, talk to me, call me, text me, talk to me about what's going on. We're going to talk about a lot today. Just in a little bit to talk what's going on with the Crab Fest. And then we're going to have an interesting conversation in the next hour talking a little bit about the Bahama Games. Let's get the housekeeping out of the way. So if you want to talk to me, you can text me at the radio text line is 422-4796. That's powered by BTC, 422-4796. You can call us at 3232-254316, 326-4259. One more time, 323-6232-4316. 326-4259. Family Islanders, you can get me at 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. So you got those text lines, you got those call-in lines, you know what to do. I'm expecting some rain. I see in the forecast there's going to be some rain coming in. We're supposed to have a wet weekend. So if you're on those roads, we want you to drive safe. Protect yourself. Stay home and snuggle. Stay home and do something. Watch the heat get beat, or something like that. So let's see what's happening in the headlines in the Nassau Guardian today. And you know, last week, Wednesday, the Prime Minister made the budget communication. And yesterday, the budget debate kicked off with the Prime Minister leading the debate, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Fresh. And the first opposition speaker was Member of Parliament from East Grand Bahama, Crazy Thompson. So it's on the way. There's no budget debate today or tomorrow. They'll be back on Monday. And it'll be good what's happening for the country, hearing what the government has to say, hearing what the opposition has to say. So I look forward to it. I get excited about the budget debate every year. Don't ask me why, but I just like to, I think it's happening. I like to be involved and I like to pay attention. I'm also fascinated by politics all over the world. So the Nassau Guardian, minister accused the Grand Bahama Port Authority of neglect. Mitchell says port needs to meet its obligation. PM slams the FNM, defends the budget. Inadequate for MPs. I gotta agree on that. I have to agree with that. I really think they should be getting by $250,000 a year. But I think that they should really be showing the people what they're doing, getting some things done in these constituencies, making some stuff happen like that, proper constituency office and all that. So I support that. I support that 100%. And the PM and bottom right-hand man charged with murder. In the business section, which I find some interesting stuff happening here, PM serious banking problems, says Thompson. Shadow Minister surprised nothing said about using sand dollar or address banking challenges. Over the past decade, foreign banks have systematically reduced their presence in the Bahamas. You notice banks are, you're seeing a lot of the other banks are closing its branches and consolidating branches. Something going down. But I was having a conversation with someone, the mortgage rates and the way the commercial banks are treating us. So I would hope that sometime throughout the budget, we'll hear some more about that. PM outlines new record-keeping rules for businesses, duty and VAT on boat registration. $20 million allocated for small businesses to adopt solar. And that I also support a lot, being more into alternative energy. And solar is the way to go. There's a young man all around town for the last 20 years probably talking about hopefully his dream will come true. Gas prices, Rubens at $5.95, Esso at $5.75, and Shell at $5.85 a gallon. So, there's a post on WhatsApp going around saying that if you lend your car out to somebody, you could stand to a minimum of a $500 to $1,000 fine if the police catch you lending out your car. So, of course, you know, social media went wild yesterday, all night, all day, people cussing and carrying on, sending, calling the government, everything but the child of God. And then the government, and they put out a release. It is not if I lend my car to my sister or my girlfriend or my friend, or you lend your car to your mother, or you get sick and your son got to drop you to take you to the hospital. No, it's not about that. Is if you go and tell my boy who coming from the family island, you could use my car for $50 a day or $10 to $1,000 for that day. I've never seen it. It never happened to me. Apparently, there's a lot of people renting their cars and police franchised or not properly licensed and not don't have the proper license in place. So they're letting up private against the what you sign is by paying your insurance. You're not supposed to rent a car for private use only for you and your family. And you're supposed to lend your car to people over 25 or something like that. I mean, I don't understand that part of it. But so it's not about me or you lending our car to our family, our friends, or anything like that. It's about you and me trying to rent a car to somebody. So that, I think, is a good thing. If you, that, you know, you ruin business like that, go through the proper channels and think, well, good day. They amended the Road Traffic Act to tax us more, but we still can't left on red. What's going on with that? And we can turn left on red. I keep hearing a controversy that you can't turn left on red all over the place, on this place. I turn left on every single corner. So we need to really find out for true, because I've heard this rumor a couple of times. When the then Minister Wells announced that, I didn't hear it at certain places. I got the understanding that you could turn left on red. You may turn left on red once you see the traffic is clear and all that. So I'm not quite certain where there's a lot of talk about that. So people need to probably, somebody from road traffic need to give us a clarity on that. And somebody else says, got you, Pearly. Thank you very much. So all the hip and the hype and all the run around and all the cussing and carrying us to North, because it's not about, you might imagine if they tell me I can't lend my car to my sister. Imagine I can't let my son drop me to wake and go where you're going to pick me up and use my car. Or my daughter. Or my girlfriend. Or my ex-wife. Or my best friend. Or you can tell me I can't lend my car to somebody. Or you can tell you can't lend your car. So when I read that, I said this either was fake or was misunderstood. It could not possibly stand like you. So first of all, I would say, you probably got about 50,000 cars or more. So you got to write a letter for each of them? I wouldn't get my approval to probably 2030. We'd probably done changed the government 3 times since then or something. So I don't see it happening like that. I see what they, and they clarified it is for if I was to rent my car as a private vehicle, that's up to $1,000 fine, and I understand that fully. So I think we're clear with that. We got a caller coming in. Caller, you on the line.
Good morning, good afternoon, Perry.
Hey. I hear you. Boy, listen, I heard your voice note all morning. You carry on wasting a sailor?
Boy, look here, especially with the Guinness in your boy. Let me tell you something.
but
I tell you, I'm 72, man. I name man. God, get ready to call me home.
All right, yeah.
I've been victimized before, so I'm scared of that.
I know about that too. So
I got friends both sides of the fence, yellow and green,
uh-huh.
And purple and white and blue and gold. And red.
All colors covered.
All of them. All of you been to the same school together. All of you grew up in the same neighborhoods together. All of you drink to the same pubs together. Gone on the beach together. Gone fishing together.
Sparky, you see how you saying that? I was telling somebody the other day, when I was in St. Augustine's, it wasn't private school or public school, you know, it was just what school you went to. We played against CC, we played against government high. It was never considered private or public school or private or government school ever. Until things changed. We grew up as one. So when we started counting about soccer is the best and all that, that developed over the years.
When I went to the government it was just GHS.
Yes.
Now, they made the distinction of the government eye when they moved the government eye and they put it down in the back of the bush.
In the back of the sports center?
In the back. That's in the bush. Right? they carry knife and gun and thing to school now.
Yeah, that's a sad thing.
In my white pants and my royal blue shirt, we couldn't even leave home with a knife.
Man, I was trying to figure out how you used to keep them white pants so clean.
And stiff.
I know, I used to wear gray pants and white shirt, and I used to get my white shirt dirty. I tried to figure out how they used to keep them white pants.
See, that was the pride.
Yes.
That's why they put that white pants.
I wanted to hear that.
My brother been there, three prime ministers been there. And let me tell you something. The thing is, when you carry them home in the evening, you wash them, you drip them in them Niagara snot, you hang them out.
Uh-huh.
When you sprinkle them and you stand there and you put the brown paper on them and you press them, them and the royal, but when you walk down, your hands, you don't want to mash your clothes.
I know that.
You don't even want to sit down in the chair in the class.
Shoot, listen, we
you want to stand up in the class. It was the pride to walk down Ponciana Drive from East Avenue, center of it.
I know what you mean. That's
what it was. And again, let's get to the thing. Thanks for letting me talk. And you and Naughty is letting me talk, but I got to say, I take a while to express myself because I'm long-winded.
I understand that.
You know, they'd be talking, the mother talk should be talking to the gear 30 seconds and this and that and that. And they taking 3 hours to dog and mumble one or two words. But anyway, first of all, we already told the Prime Minister, our Prime Minister, the Prime Minister of our country. That's everybody, Prime Minister.
Yes.
For 5 years, he could be our Prime Minister. And we ain't cut it, though, 8 months short. We could cut it 8 months late, if anything.
No, you can't. The law ain't going to let you go 8 months late. But anyway, go ahead.
People might give us an extra 20 years, like Finland.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Sparky, what you going to be about, Sparky? Because you carry me down the road, you can cause me in your route. What you going to be about?
What I call you about is, first of all, I think we all done Mr. Prime Minister, happy birthday. 72 years old, 31 days younger behind me.
Okay.
But that's him.
Happy birthday.
Today, I think we'll all like to welcome the Vice President of the United States to the Bahama Islands.
Yes.
First time a dignitary of that stature been here.
In a long time.
Just after the independence, we done hear that old story.
Yes, yes.
I don't see why they had to lock down the whole of Bay Street for one car to pass.
You got to understand one thing now. We're in a country that we're vulnerable. And we can't afford to let anything happen to the vice president. So I have no problem with the security. I have no problem with that at all. That making sure our names stay clean.
That's a long caravan.
I'd rather people be mad at us for a day, but the police are today for locking the road down, and something happened and the world mad at us.
But not only that. The funniest thing, the people from the south can come here in the middle of the night, get land squad on it. We can't do nothing about it. But one person named the Vice President of the United States, we could doggone, we could protect them. We can't protect our shores.
We have a long way to go, Spock. Spock, I got another call. Anything else you want to talk quick? Because I got another call on the line.
I wanted to say something. In regards to that insurance, that licensing thing. Okay, I must put my lipstick on that too, because look here. It's how that is read, it's very confusing.
Yes, and I
think... Because, listen, if I have a friend come down from California...
Yes.
And he stays at my house...
Yes.
That's not A, B, and B or something. I'm not the registered the A, B, and B.
No.
But my friend knows the bombs because he's been there a couple of times.
Yes.
So I say, really... You can let him take
your car. He can do that. That's not a problem.
Because, see, my insurance company tells me... When I ask my insurance company, I say, I want to put some people on my thing. They say, Sparky, you of age now. Anybody you give permission to drive your car, you don't even need to put them on the insurance. That's what confidence insurance told me.
Yes, you want to
Once
25.
I gave Willie the permission to use my car,
yes.
He going down to fish fry. Ain't no police can come locking the door.
No, listen, Sparky.
They got to write that card.
They have to clarify that. And I'm sure the fact that they put a press release or a press statement out on it means that they are looking at it, and I'm sure that something will be to amend that to make it sound
but
make
last,
it very clear.
Last thing about the AA, what is that, Airbnb?
Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Uh-huh.
Okay, suppose in my Airbnb package, I say, hey, Billy, when you come down to my little apartment, that's $500.
$500,
he could use my car while he's here.
Yeah, but something like that, I don't see a problem with you getting. That's a one-off.
But I rent the car. That's a package.
And then they're not paying for the car. They're paying to live there, and you're letting them use the car. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I got to be clear. If I give him permission to use my car, I'm not renting that to him. That's him paying to use my apartment.
Yeah, but even so, like that, if he's paying to use your apartment, there's nothing wrong with you, one person. It ain't like 1,000 million of us got a right. One person writing the permit just to clear, this is part of my Airbnb and package. And so that clarifies any issues later down the road.
Yeah, because but you know what I'm saying.
It could be a total stranger out of Minnesota you lend a car to, and they're going to tell the police, oh, I'm renting this place, and a car comes with it. So getting a letter for something like that, I can understand that.
Yeah, but the thing is, the average policeman might be able to understand
that. Well,
at
least that's why we got to clarify it. But Sparky, thanks for calling. I know you can call tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break right now because I have some guests coming in right after the break. So this is Pearly hanging on for Naughty with Talking Heads. Thank you for listening. I'll be right back right on the flip side of these messages.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Almost there.
Sarge, that's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I'm preparing for my 4x100-meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas game's coming July 7th to July 15th, and Grandbahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info at thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
And welcome back to Talking Heads with Naughty. Oh, we got some good stuff to talk about now. But just before we go to that, I gotta check these taxes here now. Hold on. I got some taxes coming in. All right, what did I do here? All right, forgive me. I always tell people, when I time to use my phone, I gotta go take it to my daughter. Okay, one taxes says, Aaron Bailey boys wore white pants too. Just changed a few. That's true. That is true. I remember that as well. I agree with you. I simply explained why security is so tight for the vice president. I saw the Air Force helicopter too. You got to be careful. You got to make sure. We don't want nothing to happen because we can't live that down. Great show as usual. Tell Sparky, stop being ridiculous. The lady is one of the most beautiful women in the world. We have to protect her from the people like him. People, Pearly, great show. Brave Age, fall on Monday. Yeah, that's right, 278. All right. next text says, good day, Pearly. How would they know if the car is rented to someone? No, that's, if something happens, let's say they get in an accident, they get a ticket, and then the police, that's how they will find out. That's basically how you find out. So you're really riding dirty if you just let them take it and charge a rent and you don't get caught, then you get away with it. But if they get in an accident, they get stopped, a ticket, something, that's how it backfires in your face. So that's our text line. So we got some guests in here. I said we can talk a little bit about Andres. Oh, my Andres. I love Andres. I like the food. You know, I like the crab coming out of Andres. So there's an event that happens every year. The world goes to this event. So I have two special guests in here. I'm going to let them introduce themselves and tell me what position they hold and all that. And then we'll get into the conversation as to why they're here, what's going on, so we clarify some things and let the public know what's going on. I always tell people I love my dark women. So we can introduce the dark lady first. Beautiful young lady. And what's your name, my dear?
My name is Alicia Gator. I am the chairperson for the Central Andros Development Association that hosts the annual Crab Fest.
And you know, you hear this, you know, people call me a thorn. So, you know, as a thorn between two roses, equally beautiful brown-skinned young lady right here. What's your name, my dear?
My name is Chantel Menes. I'm the assistant treasurer for our Crab Fest committee.
Well, I know, I make you nervous. I know that. I have that, you know. I've been accused of that once or twice. What's been happening? I understand that you had elections in February.
Yes.
And you were elected the chairperson.
Yes.
And then things been going a little haywire.
Yes, things have went. They after our elections, things have gone haywired. The previous chairperson did not like that elections occurred and that he was voted out. After the election, he decided that he would incorporate the names for the Crab Fest. Crab Fest had two original names. And he incorporated them both.
Okay.
Making him the owner of those.
So if you want to use them, you got to pay him. That's what you're trying to say. Okay.
Even though it was a community event.
Just for the community, this is the one big event every year that everybody get to make some good money to hold in their coffers.
Yeah.
To hold them off. And so this is being taken away from them in some way or somehow.
Yes.
Okay. So what has been happening? What has been going on? I mean, what has he been doing? Or what has been... been stopping the show as the...
Yes, what has been happening, every time we have a fundraiser or if we contact our sponsors to make sure that we, you know, because you need your sponsors to have the festival.
Yes.
So he would go behind us and he would contact them or he'd put canceled on all of our flyers and everything saying that we canceled our events. So it has been almost like a sabotage.
Okay.
To causing us not to be able to raise the funds that we need to host Crab Fest.
Okay.
So it's been a deterrence.
Okay. So Crab Fest is what's the name? What name have you been using now? Just plain Crab Fest?
No, yeah. we have an association. The name is Central Andros Development Association.
Okay.
But we are hosting Crab Fest because you know Crab Fest is something that happens around the world.
Right.
So we are our association will host 2023 Crab Fest.
So it'll be known as 2023 Crab Fest.
Yes.
Okay. And when is it going to be held?
Crab Fest will be June 22nd to the 25th.
So June 22nd, 2020. So we're only basically 2 weeks away.
Yes.
So you want to tell people you're the legitimate heir to the throne. You're the heir. You're the ones running the Crab Fest.
Yes.
You're in charge. Gentleman was not elected. He lost the election. And therefore, you want people to know that Crab Fest is happening.
Yes, it is.
Crab Fest is going on.
Most definitely.
And you want people who have been involved to continue to be involved and continue to support Crab Fest.
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Talk to me. What else has been going on? What can people expect at Crab Fest? Have you been able to get all your sponsors on board? Are you okay now? Or are you still looking for more sponsors? Or are people confused about what's going on?
Actually, we are still looking for more sponsors because he has, you know, he's put some stones and some nails in our pots, causing it to be difficult for us to get our sponsors on board. Every year we have persons like organizations and places like the Ministry of Tourism to support. But this year, the Ministry of Tourism, they're stepping back because of all this back and forth between the previous committee and ourselves. We've been trying to work along with him since he has incorporated the names so that we'd be able to have one festival for the people of Andras. Because it is no one-man show. It is for the community of Andras. It's economically beneficial to us. So we don't want to destroy something that can help all of us just because one person believes that they are the sole owner of
the festival. So you know I can do this now. What Mr. MP been saying?
Nothing.
And who it just falls in the South and Central and South Andras constituency?
Yes, yes, it does.
So Mr. Lundy has not stepped in? Mr. Lundy has not said anything to anybody? Or have you been able to see Mr. Lundy?
I have not been able to see Mr. Lundy.
Have you tried to see him?
I have sent him messages. I've called.
But you know the budget debate going on. He can be right there Monday morning.
I know. So you think I should be at that door?
If this event is as important to you as you say it is, mm-hmm. and it is for the community, yeah, then Mr. Lundy should, and all the respects of Mr. Lundy should be stepping forward as some, if only a mediator.
Yes.
To try to resolve the problem so that the event doesn't fail. Is the other gentleman trying to plan another event?
Yeah, he says that he is planning another event. However, he, as far as we know, he has not been able to get a venue, and he hasn't gotten any artists or anything like that, but he has collected sponsorship. He's collecting sponsorship, but he doesn't have a venue or any artists or anything to have an event.
So my next question is: he's doing it all legally because he has the rights to the. So
the
if he doesn't have the event, then him and his sponsors got to talk about that later.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are some of the artists that people can expect at Grabfest this year?
Well, this year we have artists like Nietzsche LS, D-Mac, KB, Shine 242. Ilsha, McPhee, Sherrod, Taylor. We have Sammy Starr.
It sounds like best of the best.
Man, listen here. Andras has the Crab Fest is the largest family island festival in the Bahamas. So when you go, we're already on a big island. We gotta go. Keep going big.
So everything is being held where the event with the main all the artists performing. Where's the main spot?
That'll be at the Crab Fest site in Fresh Creek on Queens Park.
In Queens Park and Fresh Creek.
Yes.
And so they all confirm. Everything is all confirmed.
Yes.
But we need people to understand that. Miss Gator, Miss Miners are the legitimate part. This is the legitimate event. This is Crab Fest 2023 or 2023 Crab Fest in Andras. You need to support it. There was the election. What is his contention about the election? He's trying to say he was surprised he lost. He think he cheating. What?
Well, with the elections, each committee is supposed to be in for 3 years. He was there since 2015.
Okay.
He was supposed to leave back in 2018, but he never called the election. So it proceeded, and then the COVID came after. Then last year, he says that was the largest Crab Fest ever. And when we asked him for credit, accountability and transparency, he decided to back up a little bit, and he started to get uncomfortable. So... he didn't have a committee around him at the time. So the plans were to create a committee around him for transparency and accountability for the funds that is generated.
You take my money, I want to know how you spend it?
Yeah. So okay. We want to know what's going on. We don't want you to just say, okay, you collect $100,000 and poof.
Understood. Let's see a couple of texts, quick texts. Great show as usual. Probably be going to Crab Fest for the women. You going to Crab Fest with me? Put me in no trouble here. Don't try to tell people. Next thing, look, I walk out the door and people be beating on me on my door and beat me across my head. If I go to Crab Fest, I take him with me.
Thank you.
Lord have mercy. So boy, you're all in trouble now. Yeah, a few new names. X-Crab. I can either Crabber Bahamas or Crab Canoe. We can go to Crab for 2022 Crab Fest. When the USVP motorcade passes on Shirley Street from Governor's Close to Elizabeth Avenue, they could get swallowed up by one of the about 6 potholes that have been there now for several weeks. Potholes are the only terrorists we have in the park.
Yeah.
But they were, I call them road terrorists for real. I could tell you a story, but how I messed up my car before. So, but I ain't going to go there. June 22nd to the 25th. In Fresh Creek.
Yes.
Crab Fest 2023.
Yes.
Anything else you want to tell us about it? Anything else you want to bring our attention to?
Well, I just want persons to know that we are the committee that will be hosting the event, and we want to encourage the entire Bahamas to come out and enjoy, because Crab Fest is the place to be.
I can be there. Somebody tell me I can be there.
Well, good.
You can be there.
Yeah, I can be there. I can be there with some people.
Good.
Coming down. Check it out.
Yeah.
I like crab. Good. And I want some... I always tell people my best friend, he's from Elutra though, but he's made the best crab and nobody's used Andrew's crab. and then I have some really good friends that the Evans families in the north are really dear friends of mine.
Yeah.
And then I have some friends, Miss Bo, I guess she married this funny last name, so I ain't gonna mess up her name. She's from South Andres, very dear friends of mine. So I look forward to coming and seeing some old friends, hailing some people down there, and I've been eating some crab and dope, crab soup and crab and rice. What else?
Minced crab. Everything crab.
So I should bring like one of them cooler bags that you could tote back, right?
When you go in.
I like tote, you see. I like to tote. I love toting. So my sisters bought these cooler bags.
Yeah.
So I can like buy my, because I got, if I try eating everything all one time, that ain't do me well. So I can get me like a big bowl of crab and rice and put it there. Then I'll get me some crab soup and then I'll eat some stuff and then I'll tote back to Nassau. And I live by myself. So I was a bachelor now, so you know.
Yeah, so you
I stock up some crab. My friends, I'm the only bachelor. My fridge is be full because I like to eat. I like food.
Yeah.
And I love cooking, so. Well, especially good food.
So you should be able to cook some crab too.
I can, but I for to go with someone, one good Andres woman to get some good crab and dough or something like that, or crab and crab soup.
But that's the chef right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gonna leave your number before you go there? You ain't no Mr. Minus, right? I ain't gonna get shoot, right? So anything else? For now, they call me. Tell me, cutting up too much. What else you want? Anything else you want to tell us about? Anything else that people can expect? We just want people to support this event. This is good for the community of Andras.
Yes, it is. It really is. Well, we'll have like we have a Junkanoo battle. We're unable to bring all the Junkanoo groups.
That's very expensive, and they ain't cheap. They charge plenty money. I know.
So we're only bringing two this year. It'll be the battle between the Saxons and the One Family.
Oh boy, that's the daddy and the son fighting.
Yes.
Or the mother and the child fighting. Okay.
So we want to see who wins that battle.
Okay. So that's going to be on the Saturday.
Yes, that's going to be on Saturday.
Okay.
And of course, you're going to have the police sport band. They're going to be out there.
Super.
And we have a lot of artists who are going to be performing.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be a really good time.
Yeah.
A really good time. And people, last year. Yeah, you would have the biggest event last year because everybody's all stir crazy locked down from COVID. Mm-hmm. So I don't count what happened last year for anything. So when people tell me, are we going, we doing that? No, we wanted to get out. Okay, so everybody, my cousin, people who never used to go out wanted to go out.
Yes.
So this year would be a good test. Mm-hmm. And I think from what I'm hearing, a lot of people have been talking about it. I've seen it on some people's calendar from last month, the month before last year, they come in. So that's how come I know I come in.
Yeah.
So we'd be happy to be down there, be happy to have some fun. Glad that you came and talked to us about it.
Yes.
And we look forward to anything we could do to help. Please don't hesitate.
Most definitely.
All right, then we can talk about some cooking. All right, let's see. One thing, see, two things that you've been maybe at food and sports.
Okay.
If you're a woman like sports, you can sit next to me and watch sports so that we can get along very well. If you can cook, you can get along even better. One more text. Great show as usual. I hear Andres have 1,000 ways to cook crab, facts or fiction.
If it isn't 1,000, it's somewhere close.
Well, I definitely bring in my cooler bag because if it's 1,000 ways, I thought I was just going to bring back some crab and rice and a little bit of soup. Look, I can bring back all kinds of things.
Man, listen, your fridge is going to be packed.
I even love this.
It's going to be packed.
We're going to take our last break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up and then we'll get into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little bit of sports. We got somebody who can call in from the Bahama Games Committee. So those of you who want to know what's going on in the Bahama Games, stay tuned. Right after the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk about that. But Mrs. Gator, it is, right? I want to thank you for coming. Miss Menace, I want to thank you for coming, sharing this with us, enlightening the people what's going on with CROP 2023 CROP Fest. Yes. It's happening. It's going to be there. This is going to be big. This is going to be bad. This is going to be really, really exciting, and we want everybody to be there.
Most definitely.
Called Bahamas Air. Which other airlines? So people are going to watch out. Now, before you go, how many other ways you can get other than Bahamas Air?
Well, you have Lear. Titan Air.
Western Air.
And then you have a
bunch of boats.
Not only the boats, you have a plethora of
private charters. Flights. So you can get there. You can't say, I can't. See, one place I know you can get to quick is Andres.
Even jet ski.
Andres only like, boom, you're right there. Some people can swim there, not me. But some people can swim there. So you can catch any Lear, Western Air, Titan Air, any one of those. You can go to any one of those airlines. You can go to the dock, catch one of the boats, I'm sure. Excursions go in. And if you can't, you go to the private airport, I call it private charter, and I saw somebody can fly you over and have some fun.
And they'll be going every hour.
And I'm sure that Anna's only like a minute and 3 seconds away. They tell you 15 minutes, but as soon as you get up, you're coming back down. All right? I didn't mean to take a little slow time coming down so you can feel like you're getting your money's worth, you know? So anyway, thank you for coming, ladies. Enjoy having you here. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this hour and move into the sports hour at 5 o'clock. This is Talking Heads with Naughty. I'm your boy, Pearly, hanging in for Naughty. We'll be right back.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine thread is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine thread is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine thread is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. Talking Heads with Naughty. This is Pearly holding on for Naughty. Wonderful conversation this now. And then I after the ladies walked out, I started to think, these festivals and regattas and homecomings are the ways that these family islanders get to make that extra couple dollars there. It's not that the economies are doing super fantastic and they're making a lot of money. So when you see these events come out, I encourage Bahamians to support them. I encourage Bahamians to work with them and come out and give these people some support and spend some money with them so that they can do some things for their island. So CrowdFest is coming up, 2023 CrowdFest. Let's go there. Let's sing the island and swim back to Nassau if we have to, but let's go there and let's support them. And Long Island Regatta was a great success last week. I understand it did well, and we have other stuff coming up. You know, it's a couple were postponed because of weather, so I hope they would reschedule. And you got coming up in October, you got Bryland. It was a Naughty Lucha regatta. You have other regattas coming, other events coming, other homecomings. So if you're a descendant of Andros, you should all be in Andros next week, week after next. If you're a descendant of Eleuther, you should be going to Eleuther for their events when they come up. And then if you're not a descendant of Andros, it's a good way to get to learn about the Bahamas. I like to tell people, if I go on vacation for rest, I like to go to a family island. My family from Eleuther and Inagua, I like to go to a family island, rest and relax. You know when you go to Miami or Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, wherever you go, if you, especially if you're going with your wife or your girlfriend, that's shopping. That's shopping. That ain't no rest. That ain't no vacation. That's shopping. Then you got to eat in every fancy restaurant. And you got to go here. You got to do this. So you, when you come back off them trip, you need 2 days to catch yourself. So you plan them. You do this, what you do. But you support our local events. Let's support Crab Fest. Let's support the regattas. Let's go home and let's go and see what the Bahamas is all about. We have a beautiful country. We have a really beautiful country. And not enough of us go out and see it. Particularly the young people today don't get to see these family islands. You get to go out there. My dear friend is a cameraman at the Broadcasting Corporation. And he thanks me every day for bringing him on board and helping him get the job. Because he's had an opportunity to see every single island in this country because of his job. And that he knows he's been to Acklands, Crooked Island, Rum Key, San Salvador, Inagua, Mayaguana. All these islands, more than once. And I always try to encourage people, go visit your family islands, go see what they're about. We have some of the most beautiful beaches ever, you will ever see. And some of the same things we take for granted grow wild there. Orchids grow wild in Inagua. They got 253 species of birds down there. Andros has a tremendous amount of culture and a tremendous amount of history. Eleuther. And there's Cat Island. So we need to go and visit these places and enjoy them, and their Airbnbs, their ways, Bahamas Air has, and the different airlines have different ministry tourism, have different domestic tourism deals, so we should get to go and see these places and enjoy them. That's what it's all about. That is why we call it home. That is why we call it the Bahamas, the best kept secret, and different places call it the best kept secret. So get to go and see it. Beginning on Monday, the budget debate will pick up again. We look forward to seeing some things that have been happening. We look forward to knowing what's going on. There's a seems to be a little bit of stuff spewing between the government and the Port Authority in Grand Bahama. I'm going to get my tea ready, but I'm a coffee drinker. And I'm going to sit back and watch and see what happens there. But that too, that's another thing that needs to be resolved some way or the other. And I'm not supporting of any government, any, and I'm, this doesn't say FNMP, I'll be any government of buying the Port Authority. I think we need to find an investor who is spirited, who has the interests of Grand Bahama in their heart and who wants to do some things to take the Freeport area and help grow Grand Bahama the way it's supposed to be and get some of those projects that were supposed to come off the ground, off the ground. So I support that. Before we go, I want to take a time is that to pay tribute to a dear person to me and to my family and who's a dear friend of my father, the late George A. Smith, who passed last week, and they did some tributes to him in the House of Assembly yesterday, and how myself and my sisters affectionately called him Uncle George. He was, even though things that some of the political stuff had been down on my father, he never, ever turned his back on my dad, and him and my dad had a tremendous relationship. Good Catholics, and I always look forward to, and the lady years of my dad taking him to Sacred Heart for the midday Mass during Lent, and Uncle George was always there, and they would sit together, and they would do Mass together. So I just wanted to take this time to send my condolences to the family, my love to everybody, and my prayers continue, and may he rest in peace and rise in glory. And I know Daddy up there saying, hey, welcome, by God, to see you. Good to have you here. So that's our show. We're going to be back right after the news. We're going to talk some sports. We're going to get a call from the Bahamas Games Committee people. We're going to talk a little bit about the Bahamas Games. I'm going to ride Mystery Dolphin a whole lot about that good beating that the Heat got last night, that dominance, the double triple doubles. And we're going to talk a lot of sports after. So when we come back, we're going to talk Bahama games, we're going to talk NFL, I understand the Minnesota Vikings made a move with Dalvin Cook. We're going to talk a little bit about the NBA, a lot about the NBA Finals, and anything else that goes on. My Dodgers got run down again last night. Broke my heart. This has been Talking Heads, the first hour. We had a good show, I hope. I hope you enjoyed it. We look forward to talking sports on the flip side. When we get back, more sports, more Talking Heads. This is Pearly. We'll be back right after the news.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Welcome back to Talking Heads, the second hour of the Sports Hour. This is Pearly holding on for Naughty at Talking Heads at Guardian Radio FM 96.9. We got some stuff to talk about. We're going to be talking about Bahamas games in a little bit. We're going to talk about that beating the Heat got last night, the local sports. But let's do the housekeeping again. Text lines are 422-4796 and powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. Call us at 323-6232, 325-4316. 326-4259. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, or 326-4259. Toll free from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Yesterday was a halfway decent sports day. My Dodgers lost again. I don't know, the crappy Cincinnati Reds team come back on us twice, walk off on us two games in a row. You know, I'm upset. I'm really, really upset. But before I start rowing, before we get into all of that talk, let's move right in. Let's move right into today in sports history. Today is Thursday, the 8th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2023. And today in sports history, some good stuff. In 1934, the Cincinnati Reds became the first major league team to use an airplane to travel from one city to another. They flew from Cincinnati, Ohio to Chicago, Illinois. You know, they used to travel by bus, so that's why I don't think they played every day. They played every other day, or sometimes they would get in late and play the next day and be tired. In 1961, the Milwaukee Braves set a Major League Baseball record with four consecutive home runs in the seventh inning. In 1969, the New York Yankees retired Mickey Mantle, number seven. In 1969, also, it was announced that there would be a single schedule for both the NFL and the AFL. In 1986, the Boston Celtics won their 16th NBA championship. Won't be 18. Won't get number 18 this year. In 2000, the Dallas Stars and the New Jersey Devils played the NHL longest scoreless game in Stanley Cup Finals history. The fifth game of the series lasted 106 minutes and 21 seconds. The game ended with a goal by Mike Modano that allowed the Stars to play a Game 6 back in Dallas. In 2002, Brett Hull, Detroit Red Wings, scored his 99th career playoff goal. Also in 2002, the Detroit Wings and the Carolina Hurricanes began playing the third game of the Stanley Cup Finals. The game lasted until 14 minutes and 47 seconds of the third overtime. The game ended past 1 a.m. The next day was the third longest Stanley Cup Finals game in NHL history. 2005, Alex Rodriguez became the youngest player to reach 400 career home runs and a 12-3 win over the Milwaukee Bucks. So that would happen today in sports. Today's quote, "It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up again." The great Vince Lombardi, former coach of the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay. Speaking of Green Bay, half of Green Bay playing for the Jets. They're going from one green team to the next green team. We can see what happened there. I don't know. I understand that they're not ticking too well just yet. I understand they're not getting to form yet. And any Dolphin, we always say the stinking lousy Jets. So I look forward to the NFL. I look forward to what's going to be happening there. Local sports. Local sports. The Swim Nationals are set to begin July 15th and end on Father's Day, July 18th. I'm excited about that. This is going to be this meet which serves as the early qualifier for the Paris Olympic Games. So in other words, I think they have A and B qualifiers, and don't quote me on this. So in this swim meet in 2023, this is you can first now start qualifying for the Olympics. So whatever happens, if they some of the Olympic qualifying times, then they'll be going to Olympics. They'll know a year in advance what to do. This is exciting stuff for us football fans. The Bahamas becomes the first Caribbean nation to join the NFL flag football. So the NFL has the largest flag football league or flag football program in the world, well, in the States. And it's geared for youth between, I think, 14 and 17. And they're excited about it. You know, we have a lot of ESPN events come on here. We have the Battle for Atlantis. Then we have the Bahama Bowl. So now flag football. So don't be surprised if the Super Bowl of flag football is held here in the Bahamas in short order. That would be something fantastic to see. And now those of us who like to run, registration for the Marathon Bahamas now open. So you can now start registering. I think it's going to be January 14th in 2024. And I have the marathon, the half marathon, and then the relay, the four-leg marathon, four-man or four-woman, four-person marathon. So headlines in sports, swim national set for next weekend. That's going to be super fun. The Bahamas becomes the first Caribbean nation to join NFL flag. And registration is open for Marathon Bahamas. You runners, get out there. I know I had some friends who got in, who did the four-legged piece. I think that you run each, like, run 6 miles or something like that. So those of you who are going to do that, you need to start training for that. And you know you're having that, but this is just 6 months out. So get ready, start planning, register your teams, register yourselves. We do have a lot of international people coming for this, and this marathon is growing. It's starting to grow even bigger and bigger. And it's sponsored by Sunshine Insurance. So we would welcome them, we encourage them, and we encourage everybody. Congratulations. Oh, boy. NBA. I wish Naughty's here could say it like this. I told you so. I told you, mystery. I told y'all. I told you Denver was going to walk all over Miami last night. I told you they was going to beat them big. I told you that. I told you they're not going to play as bad as they did in game two again. And that's going to happen again in game four. Jimmy Butler got up yesterday and said, oh, we're going to play better. I'm going to lead them to playing better. We're going to do better. This one ain't over. I tell you, I thought it was going to be a sweep. I think Denver took it for granted. I think they slept and they lost game two. I think we're just going to see. This is my opinion now. I could be wrong, and I don't mind being wrong because I'll stand corrected when you tell me I'm wrong. What's going to happen is you're going to see that Denver's going to win in Miami and go home and close us out in five. That's going to happen. Let's look at the stats. See, I want pride with these stats too. I was no fan of the Joker, but I've got mucho respect for this brother since watching him play. And then after the game last night, this dude was dapping up all kind of brothers, and like he's one of the, like, he's a, you know, so I thought, I was very impressed with that, and I thought it was really cool to see how the friends, you know, see him hanging out and what he's doing. And, boy, he put up a triple-double. Jaden put up a triple-double. And that's the first time in NBA history that you had two players in the same team that put up a 30-point triple-double. That's doubled figures in all the three major categories. All right, so that means they would have gotten Joker at 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. Two block shots. He shot 12 for 21, which is not bad. I think that was like a 571 batting percentage. And then Jalen Murray had 34 points, 10 rebounds, and got his 10 assists just as the game was ended. Got a 10 rebound as the game was ended. So he had 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. He shot 12 for 22. Balanced game. Porter, 2 points. Gordon, 11 points. Caldwell Pope, 6 points. Caldwell Pope had got fouled in the key part of the game to put down the sink, two free throws. And this young kid, this 22-year-old kid from Kansas, Brown, put up 15 points last night. And he gave them some really good minutes. Only 19 minutes, but they were quality minutes. They look at the Heat. Adebayo has just been a beast. Adebayo, you cannot say he did not do his part. He's been playing ball. But this could go back to what I said to the mystery, you know. I said, these fellas all doing their part, but they ain't coming together. But we ain't going to go to that route. Adebayo, 22 points and 17 boards last night. Kevin Love started last night, put up 6 points. Vincent, I told you Vincent was not going to put up a game like he did the game before that. He ended up with 6 points. 7 points, sorry. Jimmy Butler, 28 points. Even though he's averaging around that, I keep saying that the Heat are going to go as well as the Jimmy Butler carries them, and he did not carry them yesterday. They stuck it to him yesterday. And that kid, Braun, who's in them 19 minutes, guarded him, and he did a really good job at that. Strauss, 3 points, see. Martin, 10 points. Lowry, 9 points. Lowry may have gotten hurt. They had to pull him in, and he slipped and did the splits. And I think, and he may have had, I hope he didn't get a groin injury or inner thigh injury, but he looked like he said, no news on what happened to him yet has come out. No news as yet, so we'll see what goes on there. But it was a dominant game by Denver. Denver won every, and the coach said it. We lost the fourth quarter in game one. We lost the fourth quarter in game two. We're not going to lose the fourth quarter. They only won it by 1 point, but he did not lose the fourth quarter. They tied them in. It was tied at the end of the first quarter. They won the second quarter. They won the third quarter, and they won the fourth quarter, and that's how they win the game. Miami again put up a really good run. A really good run in the fourth quarter, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't quite enough. Here's another text. No, Pearly. At one point, we were able to turn left on a red light, but that privilege has been rescinded. Behemoths can't handle a good thing. So please cease and desist turning left on a red. I need to check that out. I'm not quite certain about that, but I'll check it out for sure and be 100% certain. I'll be 100% certain because this is the first time I'm hearing that. But back to sports. So back to the Nuggets and the Heat game. 109-94, a 15-point win. They were 3.5-point favorites. They didn't get the, and me and Nadi talking about the spread and all that. So I took the Nuggets and the points. I would have won. I won. And Nadi was doing the over-under, but they didn't go over 207. They did a 203, I think. So Nadi didn't get the over. So the next game is coming up. When is the next game? And see, it's not every other day now, so it's not going to be today. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be today or tomorrow. Tomorrow. In Miami, 8:30. The Nuggets, again, are 3.5-point favorites. So that's going to be interesting to see. I, again, think. For sure, if the Heat don't win tomorrow night, you can kiss that one goodbye. That one could be called over. So it'll be interesting to watch that, see what happens there, see how it goes with that. I think the Denver's going to end this thing in 5. I think they're going to take the game in Miami. They're going to win that big again in the dominant faction, and they're just going to take Miami's nerve and take their heart, their soul, and Joker is going to make a joke out of the Heat mystery. Joker's going to make a joke out of the Heat. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk some more sports. We'll talk a little bit about the Bahama games. You should have our caller coming in by then. And then we'll talk some NBA then. So when we'll be right back, we look forward to hearing our call up.
When I had prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and you set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals?
The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shed a love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back, Talking Heads with Naughty. This is Pearly in the house. Just before we go, we got a call on. We're going to talk Bahamas games. I got to throw a blow on this heat loss to Mystery Dolphin. My good cousin Michael and my good cousin Pete, I tell you, I told you so. I smell a sweep, but the smell wasn't strong enough, but it's going to be a five-game loss. I just want to put that out there. We have our caller here. Are you with me, caller?
Yes, I am. Certainly,
so, I am. Let me do this right now. I got to welcome a young lady from one of the best schools in the entire whole wide world. She is a soccer. I am a soccer, so we got to rub this in. Mynez Coggle, the operations manager for the Bahamas Games. Mynez, welcome to Talking Heads with Naughty. This is Pearly. How you doing, guys?
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I have to ask you what's going on. I hosted the show for Naughty early in the week, on Tuesday, I think it was, and a caller called, some people texted and called and saying, what's going on with the Bahamas Games? Do we know about the draft? Do we know what's going on? And I'm like, I've not been hearing enough. I've heard the ads running on radio telling people it's coming in July. But I'm not hearing enough on what's happened to go on. So I want you to tell me, what's going on with the Bahamas Games? Fill us in, please.
Well, you know, the Bahamas Games is definitely here and we're in the planning stages. As a matter of fact, we're now on the home stretch. And, you know, for those who are not sure about what the Bahamas Games really is, because sometimes you go there, the other day I was wearing my shirt and one of the youngsters asked me if the Bahamas Games, if that was the newest game out there. But, you know, the Bahamas Games is a structured organization, a set of games that it's patterned, it's deliberately patterned after the Olympics. And it falls under the presiding minister, presently that's Minister Mario Boulay.
What
and
are the
dates? And we have structured a start from the CEO right down to the janitorial services. And I say that just so you can imagine that it's something that is permanent and is set, and we will be continuing the Bahamas Games as we go on into the years. Now, we've been in a hiatus now for the past 21 years, unfortunately. So next month, July, we're going to kick off, and we're going to use that as our stepping stone, because we're going to continue for another 3 years and 3 years and 3 years. Now, the Bahamas Games, let me just to give you a little background of how we're actually, how things take place.
Okay.
We have what we call the you have the federations, right?
Yes.
The federations are mainly charged with just setting up the games, running the format, putting in place their tournament. That's their sole responsibility.
So basketball is solely responsible for basketball. Baseball is solely for baseball, track and field.
They have been executives that have run their tournament. They're responsible for ensuring that officials are updated and everyone is ready to go. Now you have the family islands. We have islands that have been, when you talk about the elections, you know, where you have those little groupings.
Yes.
Bahamas Games also has those groupings. And it's basically for the same reason, to make up the numbers, make the teams more powerful and more, you know, more equal. So we have about four groupings in there. We have like Bimini and the Barrier Islands. We have Mica, which is like Guane, Nago, Cookit Island, Athens, Long Key. We have, I think it's Goma. But there's four groupings in there.
Okay.
Right.
So Long Island is a separate island, or are they combining with Zoma?
Long Island is on their own.
Okay, Zoma is on its own. Zoma and Rigel Island would be one, probably.
Right.
And then Andras has his own. Eleuther has his own. Grand Bahama.
Right.
Okay.
So it turns out to be 10 strong consorts. So we have 10 teams. All islands would be represented. Some of them in the groupings, like we just mentioned, Columbus Isles.
Columbus Isles, yeah. How many disciplines? How many different sporting events?
We have about 14 to 15 disciplines.
Okay.
On board right now. Now those family islands, each one of them are led by what we call consorts.
So we have family island consorts, including the province. The province is also considered
a family island consort.
Okay.
And that's just a group of person in those leadership positions.
Okay.
You have the chairman, the deputy chairman, you know, the regular.
Yes, yes.
Positions, right. So those consorts would be responsible for ensuring that those islands actually get their teams together.
So talking about teams together, is there a draft? Because I know back in the last Bahamas, I was very involved in that. I was at ZNS.
Because it's kind of short the time, and like I said, we've been out for 21 years, certain things we made experience a challenge, which they have to put in here and there, you know, but we want to get going. So New Providence and Grand Bahama, they're the only two islands that persons can pull athletes from.
Okay.
That's what we call the draft.
Right.
Right. So if you don't have enough basketball players, you could probably look to New Providence, or you could look to Grand Bahama, and you can get a player from there. There's also a cap on that. But this year, like I said, because of all the challenges, we kind of up that cap to like almost 50%. So you could look at drafting almost 50% of your team.
Okay.
From New Providence to Grand Bahama.
And this is all us to make sure it all happens and we get enough teams in each, and it happens right. And we'll, as we continue to grow the Bahama Games, that I'm sure the cap will be less and less each time.
Right. So hopefully, and like I mentioned, those consoles would be in place for about, we have like a 10-year for about 3 years.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What are the disciplines? I know track and field, I know baseball, I know basketball.
We have a quarter for swimming, baseball, basketball, boxing, cycling, golf, lawn tennis, sailing, which is data only of sea sailing. We have softball, softball, volleyball, and then we have extra paddling, that's a motorsport, that's a demonstration sport.
Okay. Now, questions here are being asked. I got a text here that says, how much will the Bahamas Games cost and why isn't the website functional?
Functional to my knowledge. I don't know if that person is looking for something in particular, but I mean, it is functional.
Okay, well, I'll tell the person today, my essence is functional, you need to go back.
I would really invite them to give us a call, and I mean, just they could give us some ideas if there's something in particular they're looking for, because, you know, they were open.
What's that number you wanted to call that?
They can call us on 322-1029. Right.
So how much does it cost to go to Bahama Games? Now, you know, like in the past, you had like, you can buy an all-access pass to take you to all sports. You pay one flat fee and it gives you a pass. Yes. Or you can buy individual sports. Is that how it's
Yes. We're looking right down that same avenue.
Do you know the costing yet?
We're currently right today with the costing.
Okay.
And I'm quite sure it would be affordable for all families. But those are things that you need to take into consideration.
I know, because I like to sit down and plan my week and plan every day. I'm going to go to baseball. I'm going to go here. I'm going to and I'd be driving up and down like a crazy man.
You'll be able to hop from basketball to softball to baseball.
Okay.
You know, it's really exciting.
Okay. Okay.
So we're looking to get started on July.
And it begins on July
7th.
A great day. That's one of the greatest days in the world. You know that, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could feel free on that day to shout out Happy Birthday, Earl, at any time. Anytime you feel like. That's a really good day. So it goes from the 7th to the 15th.
Right.
And it'll be most of the events will be right at the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center area.
Yes, besides in addition to Dollar Davis, we've got playing some basketball.
Okay.
And we've got the CI Gibson.
So Donald Davis and CI Gibson will also be venues.
Yes, I'm sure I can tell about Donald Davis.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, what we need to do is we need to get you back on next week. So you can, what we'll probably try to do is get you on at least once a week to update us on what's going on in the Bahamas games, yourself or friend or whoever else you want to send, to come and give us an update every week on what's going on in the Bahamas games. Because we need to get the Bahamas excited about this. I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it. And I want to see what's going on.
And certainly I am excited, you know, I'm looking at it. And you look at these masters, these avocado pies, and these Indian crabs, and these Indian.
And we go into Michael flamingos or something like that?
The flamingos, oh yeah. The Long Island sheep runners.
Oh boy, this is going to be exciting.
The chicken eggs from the Napa and the Southern. So, you know, it's going to be a fun time. All the athletes will get to find a person who you probably haven't seen in the last.
One of the things I have to do is I sometimes ask the sweet questions, but I always have to ask some of the hard questions. And the texter asked me, why did the original organizers remove from the planning of the games at the last minute after putting so much into it? Is that something you cannot talk about right now?
No, but no, I don't think nobody was removed.
Say that again?
Nobody was removed. The things were moved.
Okay. Fair enough. July 7th through the 15th, the Bahamas games. We're going to get you guys back on next week to give us some more details. So next week, can we come on? Will you be able to tell us what the costing is? Where can you buy tickets? Where can you get the all-access pass tickets you can buy? All of that stuff. I hope you'll have that available next week and tell us some of the disciplines. And then we'll take it from there and we'll start talking some more about it. As much as information you can give us, we would love to have this shared with our listening audience so they can know what's going on in the Bahamas games.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so I want to say thank you, my name is Cargill Thacker, for coming on. And we look forward to having you again next week, okay?
Thank you, too.
Thank you very much. Take care of yourself. So there we have it, guys. The Bahama Games is coming up. A lot more stuff for us to get to know. A lot more information that needs to come out. So we're going to be on it. We're going to be asking a lot of questions. My Nez promises to come back next week, and we'll find out what the costing is. Let the callers know if the website isn't up. Let us know. We'll follow up on it for you as well. I want to get me an all-access ticket. I want to be able to go to as many events as possible, track and field. I want to see baseball. I want to see volleyball. I want to see basketball. I want to go to swimming. I want to go to soccer. I want to go to ball. I want to go to all. And I'm sure a lot more Bahamians would like to go to all and enjoy it and have a great time. And that's all we want to see. Right. So NFL got some news today, exciting news. I don't know what's going to happen, but the Minnesota Vikings have taken upon it. We have another caller? Let's talk to this caller, then we'll talk about Minnesota afterwards. Caller, you're on Talking Heads with Noddy. This is Pearly. How can I help you?
A godly day to talking away so long with you, Pearly.
Say that again?
A godly day to you and, of course, the universe.
Amen. I say amen. How you doing, my brother?
I'm holding, thank God.
What can I do for you today?
We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Yes, we do.
But I have two questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, this is Brayman Darling Ferguson, right?
Yes, sir.
And you know I'm physically blind.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
I wasn't able to watch the, to listen to the basketball game because my radio had fell and the computer board had broken.
Oh, boy.
But my question to you, you don't believe that Miami could make it back and win two straight?
No, I don't believe it. I think the Denver, from top to bottom, is a better team. Now, understand what I'm saying. And here it is. Milwaukee was a better team than Miami, and Miami played over its head and beat Milwaukee. The Knicks in Miami, I thought they matched up well. I was not too surprised. Even though I picked the Knicks to beat them, I wasn't too surprised that Miami beat them. Boston was by far a much better team on paper. And all this is on paper. It was a much far better team, but Miami also rose to the occasion and beat them. But I think that fairy tale, I think that the fairy dust is going to run out, and I think that Denver is a far better team. They got a dominant player in the Joker. Unstoppable play in the Joker, and I don't see Miami beating them three more times. I do not see that happening.
Well, to tell you the truth, I believe Miami going to beat them.
And you and Mystery Dolphin, I get my good cousin Michael and my other good cousin Pete and my cousin Dion, they ride me hard and tell me they think I'm crazy and all this stuff. But but I called it last night. I said Denver's going to win this game in Miami. They're going to win it big. They're going to win in double figures, and they beat them by 15. And I think they'll do that again in the next game.
Yeah, well, I want to advise anybody to give up on Miami. My other question to you is,
yes,
right,
sir,
where I could find some Heat jersey shirts?
I buy my stuff over a site called Fanatics.com.
What's it called?
Fanatics.com.
Oh.
All right, it's a sports website that they sell. They're the official suppliers of all sports, and that's why I usually buy my stuff from. I'll order it from that and have it shipped to me. You may be able to find some at the Sports Center. I'm not 100% certain. Don't quote me on that. But if you have a friend going to Miami, they're all over the place in Miami. They're all over the place in Walmart. The less expensive ones are in Walmart. They're in every in the lid. They're in Sports Locker. Then everywhere in Miami you would want to find them. You can get them there in Miami, Fort Lauderdale area.
Well, I'm going to try. But you say Sports Center should have them.
They may. I'm not sure. They may have them. Sometimes they do. If people are looking for these, they may order some in. You could probably have somebody call them and check, see if they have it, the one in Harbor Bay. Or the one at the Mall at Marathon.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Don't give up on Miami.
I ain't give up. I was never on their side, so you know. the quicker they get beat, the better for me.
I can believe you. And I believe they're going to win.
You know, let me put it this way. While I'm, and you know, this is only Earl's opinion, Pearly's opinion. If they win, it won't surprise me. It will not surprise me if they were to win the championship. But I just don't think they have enough. I think that there's only so far certain players can take you, and consistency is very hard, and to maintain that level of play in the NBA is hard if you're not just that good. And I just think that Denver had too much. I think that the duo of Murray and the Joker are much too much. And if they play like they played last night, dog eat the lunch, the breakfast, the dinner, the midnight snack, everything. Even
Mark
the candy.
Wendell, right?
Pardon me?
Wendell, tell me something. You watched the game last night.
Yes.
What you see was Miami downfall, if you don't mind saying.
They didn't shoot as well. Vincent didn't shoot as well. Strauss didn't shoot as well. I thought Denver picked up its intensity. Denver picked up its defense. And Denver was able in game two, Denver played a little, in my opinion, lackluster. They didn't hustle enough. And they hustled. They were hustling. They were cutting to the basket. Miami had cut off a lot of the passing lanes in the last game, but they didn't do that a lot in this game. And
okay,
I think
let me ask you something else.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that you came to the conclusion that they hadn't shoot as well, what the physical what their physical act was all about?
When you say the physical act, I'm not quite certain what you mean.
They didn't
look tired, but that can happen. I'm sure they're tired. I'm sure they didn't look tired. They didn't look run down. It wasn't that they weren't hustling. They hustled. Even going right down to the end, they hustled. So they didn't give up.
Okay.
So I don't think that they're not tired or anything like that. I think that what they've had to do against Milwaukee, against the Knicks, against Boston, and now Denver, I think is catching up with them. And I think they're going to start to pay for that in terms of their body's not going to be able to respond to certain things. They're not going to be able to jump. The jump shot, the traditional stereotype jump shot is you have to jump, and the higher you jump, the better your jump shot is. They're not going to have the legs like they had. So I don't see them beating Denver. Like I said,
how much rest time do they have before the
they play game? Tomorrow night. They play tomorrow night. Yeah. Mm. I mean, there was a couple of more rest days between that, but based on the schedule, and I'll double check again just to be certain with you, they play tomorrow night, which is the 9th.
And they're playing in Miami.
And then the next game won't be until... this is my luck. I so much into my Dodgers, I'm looking at the Dodgers. The next game, they play tomorrow night, and then they don't play till Sunday.
Okay. Thank you.
So, good luck. I mean, for your sake, I hope they win. But for me being able to say I was right, I hope they lose.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. Take care, my brother.
Take care.
All right, you'll be good. Right. Yeah. I know some people don't like what I say, but that's the way I feel, man. I think Miami's gonna get sent home. Now, the Minnesota Vikings have released Dalvin Cook. That's something we've been talking about for a long time, and right now, it was interesting. They released him, and then Cook posted on his Instagram post a picture of him in the Vikings uniform in Dolphin Stadium. Is that a message? Is that something that's going to come to tell us, hey, we'll see. But they cut him today, so probably by tomorrow he's going to start talking to everybody right now. I hope the Dolphins go after him. People say the Miami already signed his 4 running backs from last year. They've also picked Achane, or however you pronounce it, who's like 5'3", who's faster than Hill. But if they were to cut Gaskin and I forget the other kid's name, they're not going to lose. They're not even going to lose $1 million. So it's not a high risk to cut them. And it's not a high risk to use them as trade bait somewhere. Somebody may need a backup running back. So it may be. And Chris Grail is known to hit for the home run. He's known to go in for the long ball. He's known to make if there's a high profile player out there that can help this team, i.e. Chubb, i.e. Jalen Ramsey, he will do that. So I would not be surprised if we hear by tomorrow Dalvin Cook has signed with the Miami Dolphins, or by over the weekend he signed with the Miami Dolphins. It will not surprise me. We have the money. We have them, and he was supposed to get $10 million this year. So they had to pay him that. We give you the 10, give you the 12, and still have a couple million to sign someone else, another offensive lineman or something like that. So they have the money. And it'll be, if he comes there, whoo! And then the next talk is, I think it's the kid out of the Washington Guardians. What's the Washington name? The Commanders. I call them the Redskins. Chase Young, I think it is. He's up for a trade bait. Miami's talking to them. If that happens, Buffalo, look out. New England, look out. Jets, look out. Kansas City, look out. And I know my brother from Kansas City here, that he can start calling me. Say, I talking fool. This is a serious thing. I see the Broncos sign Frank Clark. The pass rusher who with the Chiefs last year, signed a 1-year deal for $7.5 million. That's surprising. I thought he would have stayed in Kansas City. And Mr. Kansas City, you need to call me because you tell me he was going to stay there. But he went to the Broncos. And a lot of people saw the Broncos looking like a real crappy team last year and not doing as well as they thought they would do. And because signing Russell Wilson, bringing Russell Wilson up big money, and they really laid a duck egg. They laid a duck egg last year. That Denver team is going to be a much better team this year. That Denver team is going to challenge the Kansas City Chiefs, is going to challenge the Chargers in that division, and that's going to be a tougher, it's going to be a better team, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more coming out of them. So that for them to sign him, they're showing up their defense. They picked up some good wide receivers. They picked some players to help Russell Wilson. So I'm not giving up on them. And I'm anxious to see what they do as we go forward. Baseball last night. Oh, my goodness. 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 That's all I could say. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and just so you know, just so you know how the money runs. And some other teams get some money, too. You got... The Bears got $32 million. The Panthers get $27. The Cardinals get $26. The Jets get $24. The Lions get $23. All right. So if he's looking for that big, big payday and just doing it for the money, there's some teams out there that has the money that can sign him. There's some, Detroit with $23 million. Miami, they got $15 million. So, I see Miami get $14, $15 million. Other teams get a couple of dollars. Denver got $10 million they can spend. Buffalo, they ain't got much. They only can afford probably $5.5 million or something like that. So the teams who got the money, Chicago Bears, he might still stay in Minnesota if he can go to Chile. The Panthers, he might still stay there too. Cardinals, that's not a bad team to go. The Jets would be a great pickup. Detroit would be a great pickup for them. Anyway, Detroit, Arizona, Detroit, or the Jets, pick him up would be great for them. He would be an asset to them. He will help them a lot. He will be a big pickup. I'd hate to see him go to the stinking lousy Jets. So I hope he doesn't go there. I hope Miami does something to get him. He's from South Florida. That's home for him. He may want to be there. He may want to experience that. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. It'll be. I'm excited about it. People think I go crazy, but sports is my life. I'm not just my sports is my passion. I love watching sports. I love watching. I sat down and watched Oklahoma and Florida State in the first game, the NCAA College Women's Softball World Series. So I'm like, you ain't got nothing else to do. I just like to see sports. And I was flipping through the channels. And I said, let me just watch this for a minute. And I started watching that. And it was really good. Them women throwing 70-mile-an-hour fastballs. And they got the drop ball. They got the riser. They got a curve ball. They got a beautiful. This one chick from Oklahoma had a changeup. Her arm speed was so fast. And come around and drop it down to like 58 miles an hour. And girls were all in front of that. But Oklahoma is the defending NCAA Women's Softball Champions. They got 52 or 53 wins in a row. They're hard to beat. I think they beat Florida State last year. Florida State beat them in game one. They beat them game two and three. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. There's a little rivalry building up there. Florida State has a great pitcher. And Oklahoma got some great pitching. These teams got huge, huge, huge lineup. We got another caller. Caller, you're on the line. What's happening?
Everything good. Listen.
I'm listening.
I'm getting money. I'm a DST himself. Out of that, and they have to sign, like, their rookies and potential players who make the team out that door.
That's usually around. That's not a hell of a lot of money. That's probably less than $5 million, if that much.
Oh, okay.
It's not a lot of money. Rookies don't get a lot of money up front. Their second contract is when they really make their money, outside of some of the leaders like the Joe Burrows and them who come in first round.
Yeah,
and you can also get paid based on the way you get picked as well.
Calling some teams like Detroit, I want to do others you feel like he should go, but...
No, I think he should go to Miami. Let's get that straight. I just said they would be good. Let's get this straight. I think he should go to Miami. I'm just saying those teams are not bad teams for him to sign with.
But the Jets... Brees all looking pretty good. I mean, I don't know, he is now off the injury, and Detroit just spent a first round now on a running back.
Yes.
So I think
they
might want to feature him, so I don't think that's go there.
That's a good argument to put forward there. But Devin Cook is.
I'd like to have him, but my only concern is the last South Florida fella who came back with Teddy and he didn't do good.
We got Teddy in his decline, though. Cooking is not in his decline just yet.
Okay. Right,
and if you look at, see, what I love about this Miami Dolphin team is they're so fast. They are so fast. So you can't crowd the line to play the run when you got Waddle and Hill Odell who could burn you quick. Ain't no man-to-man. Cornerback could hold any of them two by themselves, so they need help. So it's going to be hard for them to play up on the line to stop the run, which opens the team up for a player like Cook and Achini to run on you all day and night. I'm excited about what's about to happen. And if they sign him, it can be good.
I bet you on that. I can take your word for it because you is a veteran Dolphin and you sound like, you know, a little more in football. I can give you that. So I can take your word for it.
All right. Well, keep listening and let's see what happens. Hopefully you and I will talk on Monday and you'll tell me, hey, Pearly, we got him.
Go Dolphins.
Go Dolphins. Go Fins. Right. Fins up. Text lineup. Hey, I'm a Reds fan. You could speak about the game last night. Okay. Two games in a row, the Reds have walked off on my Dodgers. The Reds got a kid, De La Cruz, 6'5", 200-pound kid who's going to be a stud in baseball. He had a home run last night, 458 feet. The only reason I didn't keep going, because it hit the wall in the stadium. He hit that ball, that came off his bat like 112 miles an hour. This kid hit a ball in the gap and ran from home to third base in 10.1 seconds, which is probably it was the fastest run from home to third for the season and one of the fastest in MLB history. Cincinnati has a great up-and-coming young team. They got the kid who walked Benson, who hit the two-run homer, the walk-off last night. The young kid got a lot of spunt. Volpe or Volpe, the shortstop, another young kid who just came up in March or April, I think, April or May. Another rookie. They got a very good young team. If they can keep that. The only thing is, Cincinnati ain't got no money. Cincinnati ain't got no money. So don't be surprised to see one of them in the Dodger uniform, in short order, a Yankee uniform. Because that's what happens in Cincinnati. These kids come up. They play great baseball. It isn't like back in the 70s with the Pete Roses and all that, but the money wasn't, a lot of big money wasn't spending yet. They're spending big money, and these kids are, that kid, De La Cruz, is going to make a lot of money in one day. One day he's going to make a ton of money. So kids like that will not stay in Cincinnati because it's a small market. They can't afford to pay them. They can't afford to give them the kind of salary. So they're going to make their names in Cincinnati, and then they're going to move on to the Dodgers, to the Yankees, to the Mets, to the Phillies, the Rangers, someplace like that, which is unfortunate for baseball, which is great for the big market teams. But baseball survives on the big market teams winning and the smaller market teams feeding them. So teams like Oakland, teams like Cincinnati, teams like Pirates, they're feeders. And if you check back, you see a lot of their players, their first and second players, end up somewhere else playing for someone else because of the talent they got. But De La Cruz, oh, man, it's a pleasure. Again, I can't wait to watch that game again tonight. It's a pleasure to watch him play. And just so you can know, since Red fans, I think we played them, what time? 7? Is it 7 o'clock tonight again? Oh, we just beat up on them 6-0. Sorry, I thought that game was tonight. We just beat them 6-0. Clayton Kershaw went 7 innings, 5 hits, no runs. 9 Ks, 2 walks. Freddie Freeman had a big RBI, 2 RBI single. Peralta had another RBI single. Chris Taylor hit a home run. Austin Barnes had a double single. Freddie Freeman had a good day. Let's look at the stats. Since you brought it up, Betts went 1 for 5, scored a run. Freddie Freeman went 2 for 2, scored 2 RBIs. Peralta went 4 for 5 with 2 RBIs. Vargas went 1 for 5. Taylor went 2 for 5. So you can't complain. Can't complain too much. That's a big win. As much as y'all beat up on us, I don't know how I get to miss that. I feel kind of bad. And I'm the big Dodger fan that I am, and I miss that. But that's a good way to end the show. That is a fantastic, wonderful way to end the show. Dodgers 6, Cincinnati nothing. They didn't sweep us. This has been Pearly. Hanging in for Talking Heads with Naughty. It's good to have you here. We're going to go to the break. When you come back off the break, you're going to have the final 10. You're going to talk a little bit of what's going on out there, what's happening. So keep tuned. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the sponsors. Thanks to my callers. Thanks to my texters. Thanks to everybody who's listening. Thanks to our guests from the Crab Fest in the last hour. And thanks for my Nez Cargo from the Bahama Games who came on and gave us some insight on Bahama Games. We look forward to talking to them next week. This has been Pearly. It's been a great show. Take care. See you tomorrow.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Road to 50 Committee presents the Golden Jubilee Tea Party, a celebration of Bahamian artists and artisans. Under the patronage of Mrs. Anne Marie Davis, spouse of the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the Golden Jubilee Tea Party will take place at Bahama Resort on Sunday, June 11th, 3 p.m. For ticket information, call the National Independent Secretariat at 604-1020 or email independencebahamas@gmail.com.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
call 356-7764.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Won't stop, watch them ride the wave. Every time I say the phrase, when the beat drop, everything on lock. Make it to the bag, get attached, then you run the bag one more time.
Dalvin Cook will be on the move. We have much more on that in just a few moments. As we say hello, welcome into NFL Live. We got our dynamic duo of LSU defensive tackles, Marcus Spears, Booger McFarland, LSU trio in just a few moments. Ryan Clark also joining us, as will Diana Rossini. But we start with the news of the day, which is out of Minnesota, that running back Dalvin Cook will be released by Friday if the team is unable to find a trade for him before that time. Not really a major surprise, as Minnesota has been dealing with a cap crunch this offseason, and Cook's $14.1 million cap charge had become prohibitive. If he hits the market, he'll add yet another big name to a well-known running back group. We told you we'd have Diana Rossini, and here she is. Diana, a lot of teams potentially in the market for a player like Dalvin Cook. What more can you tell us about how this is all going down?
Yeah, Phil, this has really been a culmination of things over the last few months, and lots of us have been predicting that it would wind up where we're at right now, which is a few hours left here for the Minnesota Vikings to potentially still trade him. But if not, Dalvin Cook will become a free agent. And the philosophy from the Vikings side of this is they know the future is coming here. They're going to have to pay a lot of their key players. And while the mindset is not a rebuild, that is not what they are doing in Minnesota, they just want to operate smartly financially. And for them, moving on from Dalvin Cook because of that price, because of that cap hit, seems to, in their perspective, be the smart move here. So what does that mean? Well, Dalvin Cook got a little fun on Instagram today saying goodbye to Minnesota and posting a picture of him scoring a touchdown in Miami. Now, maybe he's trying to give us a little wink, wink. That being said, the Miami Dolphins are keeping an eye on it, as well as the Denver Broncos, who recently just cut three running backs from their roster. So those are just two of multiple teams that have their eye on Dalvin Cook field.
And Broncos GM George Payton on the scouting staff in Minnesota when Cook was drafted by the Vikings. More from Diana in just a bit. Dalvin Cook has been amongst the most productive backs over the past four seasons, both running and catching the football. He's shown off some elusive speed as well. He has an NFL-high 330 touches, reaching at least 15 miles per hour. That according to NFL's next-gen stats. The four-time Pro Bowl selection has amassed the second most scrimmage yards in the league during that span, trailing only who else but Derrick Henry. All right, Swaggy, let's talk about the Vikings, a team that won 13 games last year, a team that you would think is still in win-now mode. Do you agree with the move to move on from Dalvin Cook?
I mean, you don't agree getting rid of talented players, but you understand where we are in the NFL now and the value of the position. I still would contend that some of these running backs, and I would put Dalvin Cook in that category, are paramount to what you want to do offensively, especially being explosive. So it's a little bit of a head scratcher, but you understand, like Diana alluded to, the money that's coming up with Justin Jefferson is going to be astronomical. They feel like they have a supporting cast at the wide receiver group. And teams now have the idea, and it's just the reality of the NFL outside of a few guys in this league. We can do this backfield thing by committee. We can find a guy that can pound the rock. We can find a guy that's a third down back that can go out and catch passes and be successful in the passing game. Dalvin Cook, to me, is a package of both, which is why I think they don't get better by letting Dalvin Cook go. But you understand the trends of the league and the trajectory and how running backs are being looked at right now. They can't catch a damn break, babyface. These running backs cannot catch a break, cuz.
Man, speaking of trends, like there was a time when we all dressed
where the 5 and 6 button suit was in fashion. I mean, it was oversized, it was baggy. Then all of a sudden we went to 2 button European cut. Everybody that wanted to be nice and tight. Like the trends change. And right now the trend of the running back is going down. Minnesota is saying, hey, we threw the ball the 4th most times in the NFL last year. Kirk Cousins had the 4th most yards in the NFL last year. We don't need a bell cow back. We got Alexander Mattison. We got this young rookie named Dwayne McBride. So the trends in the NFL are changing, just like the trends in fashion change, RC. And you know as well as I know, when them trends change, them suits get tighter, the buttons go away. We don't even wear socks anymore because we want our ankles to show. That's how much we go with the trend nowadays. So I like what Minnesota's doing. I do think that Dalvin Cook is going to find a new home somewhere, and I think this is ultimately going to be a win-win for both parties.
Well, I'm glad you brought up fashion before I talked to RC, because he is fashion. RC, the most fashionable guy at our shop, that's for sure. And the Dolphins and the Broncos, two teams that have been mentioned already, as Diana alluded to, RC. So where would you like to see Dalvin Cook play football next?
You know what? I would love to see him in Miami. And though Booger is talking about the trends changing, the only reason he doesn't wear socks is because he has defensive back ankles. Most dudes that play D tackles don't have that right now in their life. So that's why he sees it that way. But look at what Minnesota did. You think about adding Jordan Addison. You have KJ Osborne. Obviously, Justin Jefferson is the number one wide receiver in the entire NFL. But then think about the teams that went to the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs, with the emergence of Isaiah Pacheco. We know what the running game of the Philadelphia Eagles have been. And when you have a dynamic guy like a Dalvin Cook, who we mentioned is important in both the pass and the rush game, look at what a dude like Christian McCaffrey was able to do in San Francisco. Now take Mike McDaniel, who is a disciple of Kyle Shanahan, Jalen Waddle. You also have Tyreek Hill, Cedric Wilson, and you add a dude like Dalvin Cook to that backfield, which is a one-cut run offense that leads to the play action, it could be absolutely explosive. And so not only is the nightlife on South Beach a little bit better than Minnesota, you can go where the getting is good offensively.
Hey, and RC, we've been watching the NBA Finals and seeing how great it would be to be in Miami right now. Sort of a Heat Nuggets rivalry going on right now between the Broncos and the Vikings, the Broncos and the Dolphins as well. As you guys may recall, the Dolphins not have a first-round pick this year of their own because of some tampering violations. So their head coach, Mike McDaniel, was asked about the possibility of adding Dalvin Cook to his roster. Again, Cook has not yet officially been released, and McDaniel responded as you might expect him to.
March 3rd, 1983. Day I was born, right? Now we take a closer look at that date, and that, in fact, was not yesterday. Okay, so people that are rumored to be tall, short, people that are rumored to be, you're not going to get this guy. I'm year two, okay?
What does that mean? Right. No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Thank you.
What the hell did he just say?
He gonna have us thinking about it all day.
He's gonna have us thinking about it the rest of the day. Because it meant nothing.
I am gonna be thinking about it. He confused me enough to make me pay attention to it. He just said he wasn't born yesterday.
I'm not gonna say nothing. That's all he was saying.
Thank you.
He made that so hard.
That was
March 3rd.
Mike McDaniel was born 5 days. What I took away from that
is
he was born 5 days before me.
The ceiling is the roof.
That's all you can take
from it. Will Dalvin Cook go to the Miami Dolphins? The answer is the ceiling is the roof.
Come on, man.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.